WCFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The entertainment writer's strike has ended, and that could put pressure on producers to come to terms with striking actors, says CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tom Waite.
There is some reporting from Deadline that the actors and the studios will return to the bargaining table soon, but officially right now there have been no announcements from the SAG leadership about when that meeting may take place. But there's a lot of hope that because the deal that was reached with the Writers Guild seemed to make a lot of gains for the writers, that the actors will also be able to ride some of that momentum.
President Biden visited UAW picket lines yesterday, and tonight, former President Trump will speak in Michigan.
Mr. Biden wearing a windbreaker and UAW cap, greeting strikers on the picket line outside a GM parts distribution center in suburban Detroit.
You deserve the significant raise you need and other benefits.
Carmakers say they are willing to reward workers and are eager to stay at the bargaining table. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Police and witnesses say groups of teenagers swarmed into stores in Philadelphia's Center City last night, stuffing plastic bags with merchandise. Among the stores targeted, Apple, Lululemon, and Foot Locker. John Stanford Jr. is first deputy commissioner of Philadelphia Police.
We started to get multiple calls of certain businesses starting to have their stores broken into or stores ransacked, where we have a number of looting incidents occur.
Seven Republican presidential candidates, Donald Trump not among them, will debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California tonight. Political expert Amy Dacey wonders whether some of them will change their strategy.
Are they trying to be the consensus candidate? There was no consensus candidate that came out of the first debate. Will they play the same roles they essentially played in the first one, avoiding criticizing Trump except for a couple of the players?
Tragedy in Iraq. Details from the BBC's Danielle Yalovgetska.
A huge fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq is reported to have killed more than 100 people. Many more were injured. State media quoted civil defense officials as saying that fireworks were lit during the celebration inside a hall in the Hamdaniyeh district.
No one else is confirming this, but Iran is claiming that it has successfully put an imaging satellite into space. The state-run IRNA news agency says the satellite is now in orbit about 280 miles above Earth's surface. Iran has had a series of failed launches in recent years, and the United States alleges the launches violate a UN Security Council resolution. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Going to the Bavarian Beer House. You can join us there. A little politics, then Packers.
Mike and Dom bring the show to you in the Milwaukee area at the Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. Join them Thursday starting at 4 with a Packers party after the live broadcast.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board as our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, September 26, 2023. Glad to be back here in Madison at the world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop State Street, just a block off the Capitol Square, after spending a great day and night over the past couple of days up in beautiful Northwest Wisconsin, up at WCFW, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Thank you to my lovely and talented sister, the Galois, and her family. We appreciate being able to stay up there last night. If you have not been in Eau Claire recently, you should get your tail up there because they have this beautiful new center for the arts called the Pablo Center at the Convergence. And it's the convergence of the Eau Claire and Chippewa Rivers. And it's a beautiful facility. And last night was able to see Garrison Keillor in fine form. Of course, the longtime host of A Prairie Home Companion on Minnesota and National Public Radio put on a great performance. And the best way I can describe it, for those of you who are people of faith and who are Christian and went to church, maybe you're Jewish, have a favorite rabbi as well. If you're a person of faith and you go to an organized service weekly or every now and then, you over time, you have a favorite pastor or two, or a favorite rabbi or whoever it might be. And then, of course, you know, as time, very few people stay there their entire life. They move on to a different parish. And then maybe you're so lucky as like at a big anniversary of the church or the temple, former pastors or rabbis, whoever, come back and they give a guest sermon. And then you think to yourself, see, that's why I came to church every Sunday or temple every Saturday or whatever it might be. And you just, last night, sitting at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, I sat there and thought, you see, that's why I came to church every Sunday. Or in my case, came to radio every Saturday night and loved radio, and it gives you hope, and it's a great message of a little nostalgia of the Garrison Keillor, now 81 years old, and his overarching message was, you know, just live life and enjoy today, because at 81, you realize you only got so much of this time left, and don't sweat the small stuff, and enjoy it, and it was a time of nostalgia and thinking about, we used to go to school and not worry about shootings. And there were no cell phones in our pockets. We just went outside at recess and enjoyed it. And it was a simpler time. And it might sound old-fashioned to wish about it. But it's good for those of us who lived through it, had the fortune, and had the blessing of living through those simpler times to remember it. So that's what last night was. And some great chorus, some great singing.
did a standing intermission. Got to intermission. And he said, well, here's what we're going to do. Those that need to use the restroom, go ahead. Those that want to check your cell phone, go ahead. Everybody's going to stand up and we're just going to sing songs that a lot of people have forgotten, or in some cases were never taught. And we sang America the Beautiful and Kumbaya, Girl Scout, Boy Scout songs, Red River Valley, just great choruses. That was the intermission. Garrison Keillor at 81 did almost 2.5 hours straight of performance last night in Eau Claire.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
It was fantastic. So anyway, thanks to all the folks up at the Pablo Center. And again, to my family up there, my sister, my brother-in-law, my nieces. Great to spend time with them. Thanks to James Kelly, our news anchor up at CFW, the TAP up there in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Got to see him a little bit. And thanks to Pat Kreitlow for joining us as well. We are back in Madison today. Happy to be back with Mr. Zommers here in Madison. Going to be talking this hour, breaking news. We're going to have some news cuts for you directly off the UAW auto workers strike lines. President Joe Biden, the first time in history, a sitting president has joined the strike line. We'll take you directly there. It's happened in the last 90 minutes or so. We have fresh cuts for you of what the president said on the strike lines. Take your calls on that. And also, going to be talking about a couple of profiles in Courage. What a Democrat, what a Republican. Overnight, or over the last 40 hours, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has joined a handful of other Democratic senators in Congress in calling for the resignation of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, the Democrat who is under heavy indictment, $400,000 in cold hard cash, gold bars. It's a sickening list of indictments.
And a new car.
Well, yes. Sickening list of indictments. Because it involves foreign countries, Egypt. And Senator Baldwin has now joined others in calling for his resignation. And on the other side, former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger was in town over the weekend on Saturday at an event that Civic Media co-sponsored. And Kinzinger brought to light new information on Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Green Bay. How close did Congressman Gallagher come to voting to impeach Donald Trump, and why did he ultimately decide not to? Talking about those stories and many more this hour, including your phone calls. Give us a call, as always, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it on your Apple or Android device. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It was what Gail King calls a deal. Always a deal being back here in Madison, being with you on a Tuesday afternoon. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Network. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
A little fog this morning, then it is going to be mostly cloudy with a few off and on sprinkles here throughout the day. Our high 67, the wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but there will be a little more sunshine, especially in the afternoon, high of 71. We're going to kick it back to summer for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, September 26th. UAW, auto workers strike. Are you with them or against them? What do you think about this, this auto workers strike? Auto workers saying that as times change, electric vehicles are more prevalent. How their rights are being handled as workers has to play into that. Looking at what they're providing for the wages they're getting. On strike right now. This afternoon, about 90 minutes ago, President Joe Biden now becomes the first sitting president to join a picket line as he joins the UAW members at a strike in Michigan. Presidents, including Biden himself, previously have declined to wade into the union disputes to avoid the perception of taking sides. While Biden has reportedly touted his status as, quote, the most pro-labor president, unquote, the White House has worked to toe a thin line. And yesterday, ahead of the president's visit, the press secretary reported that Biden is, quote, standing with workers, and that the administration, quote, is not involved in negotiations. Well, all right, fine. I mean, that's a thin line. The president of the United States shows up. Hard to dispute that he's not taking a side. What do you think of this UAW auto worker strike? Are you with the workers? Or are you with the companies? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomer, so let's go ahead and play a cut here. The first one. Here is the president of the United States. He's using a bullhorn. So the audio is a little dicey, but it's the president of the United States moments ago now on the strike line in Michigan with the UAW union members.
I've marched a lot of UAW picket lines when I was a senator since 1973, but I tell you what, first time I've ever done it as a president. Okay. Well, one thing is real simple, I'm going to be very brief. The fact of the matter is that you guys, the UAW, you saved the automobile industry back in 2008 and before. Made a lot of sacrifices, gave up a lot, and the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too. The simple problem. Yeah. Yes, sir. Stick with it, because you deserve the significant raise you need and other benefits.
Let's get it.
We're gonna get back who we lost, okay? Yeah. We say to them, it's about time them to step up for us. Thank you.
President Biden introducing the president there of UAW in that the final part of that clip there. Reminding workers on the picket line, you know, a lot of us forget, right? 2008, not so long ago, auto industry was not in good shape, needed bailouts. Workers made concessions so that the companies themselves could keep going. And now they're just saying, hey, you know what? We did our share back in 2008. It's time for you guys to reward us for that loyalty. One more clip here as the president wrapped up his remarks a little bit after the president of the UAW spoke. Here's how Biden wrapped it up.
You've heard me say it many times. Wall Street didn't build the country. The middle class built the country. The unions built the middle class. That's a fact. So let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now. Thank you very much.
President of the United States Joe Biden on the picket lines with the UAW workers in Michigan a few minutes ago, actually probably about an hour and a half ago now, by the time all is said and done. But reminding again, I love the fact that this guy keeps reminding folks that it's the middle class that built America. Yes, it takes investment from people at Wall Street, but Wall Street didn't build America. It was the middle class, the actual workers who went out and did the work. Those are the people that built the middle class. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. Let's go over to London across the pond. Jay, we appreciate you listening. As always, Jay, what say you?
Your favorite. Yes, your favorite. I know. So, do you think he's going to get credit for this?
Do I think he's going to get credit? I think that it is a smart move politically. I think it helps to solidify. Remember, UAW, to my knowledge, has not formally endorsed Biden in his reelection. And, you know, to get reelected.
Yeah, the head of, what's the name? The boss. Not the boss. Yeah, the boss.
The president.
So the union leader said he need to earn it. He need to earn
it. Right, he need to earn it. You're right. So, I mean, whether you agree with that or not, I mean, I think this is the president, President Biden, trying to, quote unquote, earn that endorsement because, quite frankly, he needs it in order to, he needs that base of support in order to get reelected. So I hope he gets credit for it.
Me too. But you see, the Washington Post, they've started it. They're presenting that Trump is for the little guy. They're saying, no, Biden and Trump buy for support for the union. Today, I've seen some piece on the Washington Post by something. I said to myself, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah, I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin with Jane Matinair and Greg Bacher filling in for Kristen, who is on maternity leave right now. And Dominic Selvia from Devil's Advocate joined them this morning. I believe Dom was saying that, to his knowledge, as of a couple of hours ago, former President Trump, plans to meet with both former and present auto workers, but it wasn't clear that he was actually going to be at the picket line. So that's still a little fuzzy.
Yeah, he's going to go to a place where it's not a union place.
Right, exactly. So he's trying.
Yeah, CNN reporter, like giving Trump credit. Trump said the Detroit should go bankrupt when Obama and Biden bailed the auto unions.
Right.
So suddenly he's now unions.
No, I agree. I mean, historically, Trump is on the record as being against the unions. And now, of course, when he wants to get elected again, he goes back and tries to pander him. Because, you know, whether we like it or not, there is definitely a segment. I don't know whether it's 3% or 5% or 8%. But there is a segment of blue collar workers who are MAGA folks who are Trump people, largely over social issues. And they don't understand the guy that they're supporting. Right. They're supporting a guy over cultural issues who is taking it to him in the pocketbook.
Have we ever tried to send Aaron to go to a Trump rally?
We have never attempted to send Mr. Zomers to a Trump rally. I'm not sure he would go.
Please follow in the footsteps of Ron Politkowski.
All right,
you will see what I'm telling you. That's why I always call in.
Jay, always appreciate your call, my friend, over in London. Have a wonderful day.
I'm really afraid.
Well, hang in there. We appreciate your call. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Wisconsin Rapids in Mike in Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks for joining us. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Am I incorrect in understanding the union, the auto workers are trying to get a 40% increase, a 4-day work week, guaranteed pension, stuff like that?
I don't believe it's a 4-day. I don't think it's across the board. Some of those are parameters that they've been negotiating on, but I think it's more of what they're doing in the time. And again, to the President Biden's point, if you look at back at the concessions they made in 2008 to simply keep the auto worker industry going in America and what they got back. And so I think there's a sense of trying to level that out and what's fair for the work that they're being given.
Well, first off, I'm assuming you get paid for what you're doing, correct?
I do.
Yeah. the auto workers, I think, make the union auto workers make a very good living, I believe. Do you know what the starting wage is there?
Off the top of my head, at the one in Milwaukee.
I ordered a brand new truck. It's apparently in Kansas City done, a work truck for my maintenance guys, and it can't get delivered. The sales rep told me they're having a meeting with their sales reps that's what they're asking for is a 40% increase, a 4-day work week, guaranteed pension, amongst many other things. And who's going to pay if you, I understand the middle class, what you guys are talking about, but that's just going to drive up the cost of a vehicle substantially. We're not talking, I mean, is it going to go up 40%? No, but I bet you new vehicles are going to go up 20-30%. And that's going to cause a used vehicle to go up because it's just supply and demand. And we can't just keep giving these crazy increases. That's part of what all this money we're dumping into the economy, socialism, is what's causing inflation in the middle class to hurt the most. I mean, prices are going crazy on what's going out there. In the rental business, am I being forced to raise my rent? No, that would be an incorrect statement. I'm raising my rent to stay with what market is, and it's some of them are fairly significant increases, and that hurts the middle class too. We can't keep going the way we're going, you know, under these last almost 3 years now. I mean, don't you agree prices have gone crazy?
Well, Mike, let me ask you this, and you don't have to answer because I really appreciate the call, and I think this is a good perspective to talk about. I'm assuming you own your own company?
Yes.
So, and I'm not asking what you make or what you pay your people, but I mean, how many more times, take your average worker for your company, how many more times that do you make? You know, is it 10 times? Is it 20 times? Is it 30 times more than your worker as the owner, what you get? I mean, do you have a guess that you want to share?
That's a good question. I know one time, I think it was your program or a different one, like the CEOs make 300 times more,
right,
or whatever than some of these people. Mine isn't anywhere close to that. Is it 10 times? Maybe.
See? Quite frankly, right there.
I get my taxes every year.
Right there. See, I think that's a reason. Right, I used to own a business myself. I used to have a couple of different coffee shops, actually. I had, you know, whatever, 12 employees. It wasn't that big a place. But, you know, some of my employees actually made more than me because it was a small startup. But I think, you know, as an owner investing, you have a right, obviously, to make money and do well. 10 times, that's a reasonable amount. 20 times, reasonable amount. When you look at the Ford, the CEO of Ford, Farley, earned $21 million last year. That's 281 times the company's median employee earnings. And so when you say it, I get it. Vehicles are going up. I get that. But should the CEO be paid 281 times the salary of their average worker, $21 million a year, you could take a portion of that. The CEO could still make whatever, you know, $20 million a year.
I'll answer.
I mean, I just think there has to be some disparity here.
I'll answer your question. I think that's bat blank crazy, those salaries. Just like Aaron Rodgers making, what, $52 million right? this year.
But each one of those four snaps was $19 million. But go ahead. Yeah.
My point is, I don't agree with that. Now, what the consumer can do, but where are you going to find a company, a CEO or whatever? There's a reason why the board of directors feel that these guys can make that because they can go somewhere else. Again, I agree with you that's crazy, but your choice as a consumer, like myself, I quit watching. I'm one of the biggest Packer fans you'd ever meet in your life. I did a radio show on the Packers for 22 years.
Cool.
I have a Packer pool table, a life-size Brett Favre bobblehead that used to be in the Appleton
20
Mall,
seconds until I got to go to a break.
Sure. My point is, do I think that's crazy? So I chose to quit watching football because I don't want to support the NFL with the kneeling thing, $1 more.
Appreciate.
And what people can do is choose not to buy Ford Motor products.
Great call. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Back with more calls. Don't go anywhere if you're holding. We'll take it after this on the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The entertainment writer strike has ended. Entertainment attorney Josh Handel says the union scored some wins.
On basic wage increases, they accepted 5%, which was the studio offer. But there was a concession on AI. They got most of the guardrails they were looking for, although not prohibitions against using their material as training material.
Former President Trump is scheduled to speak in Michigan tonight, says WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
Trump's visit is private by invitation only. It's also being done to coincide with the Republican presidential debate. The former president will be hosted by a non-union auto supplier in suburban Detroit.
Police say mobs of teens swarmed into stores in Center City, Philadelphia last night. First Deputy Commissioner John Stanford Jr.
What we have is a bunch of criminal opportunists take advantage of a situation and make an attempt to destroy our city.
Among the stores targeted, Apple, Lululemon, and Foot Locker. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Got tongue-tied for a second. And having fun doing it. We're having fun on a Tuesday, September 26, 2023. Along with Mr. Aaron Zomber is our producer and engineer. Glad to have you back along with us. It is now 1:33 across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. The Auto Workers Union strike. President Joe Biden landing there today in Michigan, becoming the first sitting president in U.S. history to join an auto workers union at the picket line during a strike. Played the cuts a little bit earlier. President Biden saying, don't forget, it was the middle class who built America. And he's right.
That's a fact, as he says.
Yes, that's a fact. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you agree with the striking auto workers? And this is a great point that President Biden brought up. 2008 While the auto industry was collapsing in this country, the union workers made a lot of concessions in order to keep it going and now trying to balance it out. From the text line on Facebook, Beverly up in Richland County says, going back to the economic theory of supply and demand to try to justify underpaying workers while corporations make billions in profit just doesn't make sense. Assuming the prices will go up because workers are paid using money that has been going to enrich CEOs and shareholders is just ignoring the realism of corporate greed. Unquote. Beverly from Richland Center via Facebook. We appreciate that, Bev. And this is the point I was making earlier, is that the Ford CEO last year earned around $21 million. That's 281 times the company's median employee earnings. So I'd be a lot more empathetic towards the corporations if there wasn't such a disparity in what the CEO makes compared to what the workers make. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. West Allis, Curtis in West Allis, we appreciate you holding on. What say you?
I say that I agree with the union being a strike. And because of the fact that we need to get pay people what they're worth. I don't care what job you do. If you go and take garbage out for a day, if you go and pick up litter, if you, whatever the job may be, you need a livable wage. Otherwise, we can't survive. And going back to what you just said about the Ford and Chevy, we the people bailed them out. We bailed them out in 2008. Obama gave them money. We the people, right, from our pocket. So as far as the union, it's not just a union, that union. It's the teachers' union. It's unions around the world. They need to understand United States, we the people, we make everything. We teach our own children. We need a livable wage. And we have to see, you know, what they say in the union, one for all for one. You know, it goes in everything, hand in hand.
I think it's a great point, Curtis.
Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Thanks a lot, Curtis. Appreciate listening down there in West Allis. I'm assuming on WAUK. Appreciate. Great point by Curtis there. That it was our tax money. It just didn't get created from the tooth fairy. Real tax dollars of actual middle-class working people, Americans, was used to save the auto industry in 2008. Millions and hundreds of millions of our tax money. Of the workers' money. And now the workers are simply saying, look, we deserve some of that back. Let's go to Curtis in Madison, or Kurt, rather, pardon me. Kurt in Madison, listening on WMDX. We appreciate it. Kurt, what say you?
Oh, Mike, please take a class in economics, please. To add on what Curtis said, the only mistake Obama made by bailing them out was it didn't come with enough strings to keep them where they needed to be. And I'd also like to point out to Mike that you wouldn't be buying an American-made pickup truck if it wasn't for that bailout. You'd only be buying foreign pickup trucks. And furthermore, you know, if you are going to learn a few things about economics and you like to use the word socialism, then let's start just doing some basic math.
Who likes to use the word socialism? Who likes to use the word socialism?
Mike comes in. All the Republicans, they always start out. They say socialism. Well, they don't even know what the word means.
I'm not using that. But go ahead.
He means a previous caller.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
No, I was talking about Mike. So here's the thing. Take one of the lowest wage workers, which should have been on the picket line, and show what their wage is against the CEO of the company. Now, when you give money to a company and you bail them out after they've already made millions and millions and millions of dollars, You should have had something in there to cap their wages based on the lowest salary, and not to mention any other accoutrements they get, like stocks and other things, and then start forcing the companies to do what they did in the old days, was forcing them to put the money back into the business. What does that mean? That means improving the working lines, making them safer, sourcing better materials, making a superior product. Those are all the things that, okay, I would do if I was integrating socialism into this marketplace. But we don't have socialism in this marketplace. It's 100% capitalism. And that's why we're watching what we're watching now. It's a result of Reaganism and unfettered a lack of control of those in the marketplace that make more money than they really should be making. And I'm talking about salaries, not profit.
Sure. I agree with that part. I mean, you know, if you're making 300 times more than your median worker, I just think that's beyond greedy. I mean, don't complain to me about what you're paying your workers if you're making $21 million a year. I don't think anybody's worth $21 million a year in corporate America, period. It's just not. Do you agree with that?
Yep, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mark from the SAC, you've been holding a long time. We appreciate it, sir. What say you?
Yeah, maybe the socialism, the sociopathic behavior on the part of some of these CEOs that don't want to admit that they're actually part of the society as well, because we actually live in a society. But, and I'd like to know what the actual percentage is the what the labor costs are as a part of the total cost of the vehicles. In addition to that, I'd like to know that and part of that labor cost is the cost of health and health care in this country, where in other countries, other developed countries in the world, that they actually, the government takes a more active role in providing a nationwide health care system that doesn't cost quite as much and gets better results, because I think that's true of most of the, a lot of the European countries. They have you know, some form of socialized medicine or a modification of that, but they pay less for it and they have better outcomes. That's part of it. I mean, it's, and maybe the 32-hour work week is something that is not achievable. But I mean, you should live to work, not work to live, and that it is or is the other way around. But you shouldn't spend your whole life as a worker, just a part of the machinery that, you know, makes the economy function. You should actually have a life as a human being. That. And it's interesting that I had a course that it was called Outdoor Recreation in America. This is back in the late 70s when I was in college. And they're talking about part of the whole thing is that they saw in the future back then, they saw as a part that recreation was going to become more and more a part of American life as society progressed. And we've actually regressed, I think, when it comes to that, because vacation time is not kept up.
Right.
The availability of outdoor spaces for people to recreate has not kept up. Mm-hmm. That and we need to just have a fair, more equitable world, and that and maybe that sounds like socialism to some people, but it shouldn't be, you know, the law of a tooth and claw, and we're all clawing at one another to get whatever scraps fall off the master's table. And I'm being a little hyperbolic there, but I mean that it is just we have to recognize that all these people need to have reasonable employment and reasonable work hours. And maybe the 40% is too high a goal at this point in time, but you have to start someplace rather than,
It's called negotiating, right, Mark? It's called negotiating.
It's called negotiating.
Yep. Always appreciate the call. Thanks for listening, Mark. You're fantastic. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this auto workers strike?
I know. I think that one thing we have to be careful of throwing around the word socialism is something that we actually talked about just before this show on Town Call, that a lot of people use the word socialism as a catch-all for bad things instead of actually what it means as an economic ideology. Mm. So that'd be a good podcast to listen to for some details on that.
Check out Town Call. There you go.
We already use a lot of socialist type programs like Social Security. You got social right in there. It just means the government is looking out for people. Now, there have been countries in the past that have not, followed the good side of that, and that's fair. But we can't immediately say that socialism is bad just because McCarthy told us that.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What say you on the auto worker strike? President Biden addressing them today, being the first president in history to actively participate on a picket line. Let's go up to Eau Claire. I was just there yesterday at WCFW up in beautiful Eau Claire's Chippewa Falls. Jean in Eau Claire, what say you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. And outstanding callers. They are terrific. I hope everybody
is, yeah.
Hear share this with, you know, others they know, because capitalism without socialism is fascism. We pull our money together to get our streets and roads done. We pull them together to save our environment and have our inspections of our food inspections, our drug testing, you know, our safety, our homeland security, our, you know, what if we didn't do that? We would be really up the creek if we had to build our own road, or if we had to build our own. But anyway, I come from a family they work for the tire companies.
Sure.
And United Tire Company. And my dad and all my uncles. And back then, these people not only work to increase their wages, but also safety in the workplace. We can credit unions, the union groups, for making workplaces safer. When my dad worked, and it was in the 60s, 50s, they didn't have hearing protection.
Right.
And he had a big loud noise where he explained to me later in years, and I was just shocked, I never knew this went on, that he had severe pain in his ears. So he had to go to the doctor. He gave him one pair of hearing protectors, you know, those kind of stick in your ears, mm-hmm. and that was it. And every time he'd need one, he'd have to go to the doctor at the plant to get it. Also, he worked at construction. And back then, they didn't have the safety belts. Yep. And the guy, he was up on a tall building, and the guy was working next to him, fell off.
Wow.
And they made him go up next, and they did not have safety gear. We are so fortunate for unions. We ought to say, you go, boys. You mm-hmm. go, girls. You get out there, and you fight. And also, in our area, the people gave back a lot of their salaries to keep the Unirail plant yep. in Eau Claire.
Yep.
They gave up back a lot of things, even, you know, and worked overtime, did everything come. They wanted to save their plant. They love their plant. They love mm-hmm. their workplace. They love their community. And what they get, bam, they took it down south where there wasn't unions. Really sad, sad thing. So anyway, I support the unions, and you go Joe Biden, because he's the best president. I got to tell you, with all of the, I keep track of what's going on in their world.
I know you
it's
do.
Like, you know, the climate issues, mm-hmm. all the things going on right now. We cannot have a unstable group of people running our government like we do right now. And Joe Biden is a stability. He's a workhorse. He's like Tony Evers. He's working for the people. People got to get it in their heads. They're not showboats. They're not TV personalities. They're working for us. So anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on. Thank you very much for your show.
Always appreciate it, Gene. Thanks so much, Gene in Eau Claire. A lot of great points there. Want to come back in a second and talk about work weeks, right? There's a big difference in what people have as a work week. You can work 40 hours a week at a more casual, chill desk job, and 40 hours a week on an assembly line. They're two very different jobs. We'll come back and talk about that. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A little fog this morning, then it is going to be mostly cloudy with a few off and on sprinkles here throughout the day. Our high 67, the wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but there will be a little more sunshine, especially in the afternoon, high of 71. We're going to kick it back to summer for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Lots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 10 now before the hour of 3 o'clock. Pardon me, 2 o'clock. Hour ahead of myself there. 10 before 2 o'clock. Coming up next hour, we're going to take a look at a couple of profiles in courage. One from a Republican, one from a Democrat. First of all, the Democrat, our own U.S. Senator right here in Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, saying that she now calls on her fellow Democratic Senator Bob Menendez to resign after he was indicted on several charges of bribery, almost treasonous behavior, quite frankly. Senator Baldwin says time for him to go. And on the other side, Adam Kinzinger, former Republican congressman, in town over the weekend at an event sponsored in part by Civic Media. Adam Kinzinger here in Madison calling out Mike Gallagher, Republican of Green Bay, congressman, giving us the inside scoop that this guy almost voted for impeachment against Donald Trump. Why did he not? Answer may surprise some, may not surprise others. But we'll talk about that and take your phone calls on why is it so hard sometimes for elected officials just to do the right thing. We'll talk about that in hour two and also talk about the government shutdown and more of your calls. I want to finish up this thought, though, and if you want to call in now on the autoworker strike, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can make it easy, 844-96-PARTY. That's 844-96-PARTY. Or text us on the Civic Media app. So yes, part of the, and again, one of our callers, Mark, whoever it was, said this. I mean, when you're in negotiations, you generally, if you're a good negotiator, you don't start with your bottom line. That's just the way negotiations go. Each side has to compromise generally during a successful negotiation. So you start with a little bit more than you want. And you say, I'll give some of you give some. So the union is proposing a 40% hourly pay increase over the next 4 years. So a 10% pay increase every year. That's part of what they're you know, working on, negotiating on. Also, yes, they're suggesting a 4-day, 32-hour work week at the same rate of pay and overtime pay for anything beyond that. Again, the starting point for negotiations. Now, on its face, you say, well, I gotta work 40 hours. I think part of it is dependent upon what the job is and the time in which it takes to do it, right? I've never worked a union job, but I've worked for corporations where you have to punch in and out exactly within 2 to 3 minutes for your break, for a 10 or 15 minute break, for a 30 minute lunch break at the start and the finish of the job, and you are on the entire time. I've had desk jobs where, you know, there's quite frankly a lot of downtime and you kind of get to work at your own pace. For someone on a auto plant assembly line, there is no real downtime. It is, you know, rapid. And some of these people, despite robotics, are still lifting extraordinarily heavy things. So the conditions of the work week, a lot of people could get a heck of a lot more done in 32 hours than other people could get done in 40 hours because they're under constant supervision and you have to clock in and clock out basically if you want to take a breath. That's an exaggeration, but you know what I mean. Did it to say, to make a point. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones down to beautiful Rock County and Rico in Rock County. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
I'm well, Rico.
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to bring up, in case people have forgotten, I believe it was the contract year with UAW prior to 08. The union or the company came in, General Motors in particular, here I'm speaking about, threatened plant closures. And they threatened their plant closures. And they got the older union employees to accept a contract that guaranteed all new hires about a 60% cut in pay and no pension. That happened in 05. And then the 08 situation happened. And I think in 08, I don't want to get too far off subject here, but if I remember right, I don't think Ford took the bailout. I think it was only GM and Chrysler that
did. I believe that. You're right. Someone else could correct me, but I believe you're right.
And, so let's not forget about that the company took, 60% pay from the new hires, and then they turned around right shortly after that, I believe it was an 05 contract, and bought out all the older employees and pretty much had all newer employees. But you know what was funny, Todd? I never saw the price of the truck even stay the same. I think the prices of the trucks kept going up.
That's a great point, Rico. No, that's a great point. The last time I bought a different vehicle was in 2017. I bought a 2016 Dodge Ram that had low mileage, but I did that in part because the new ones had just skyrocketed. And now, and believe me, I didn't pay anywhere near this, but now to get a new Dodge Ram truck with not even the highest bells and whistles, I mean, you're looking at $60,000 for a new truck.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Rico, always good to have your perspective. Thanks for your listenership. We appreciate it, my friend. Have a great day down there in beautiful Rock County.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. My pleasure. Great discussion on this. And appreciate, quite frankly, I appreciate that both sides are calling in and appreciate the thoughtful discussion on this. And I think the one thing that seems to be in agreement here are these egregious differences in CEO pay versus median workers. And as we go to the polls next year, each of us should be questioning the people who are on the ballot. How do you feel about this? Where are you at on this wage disparity issue of CEO versus workers?
Yeah, I think one of our callers suggested tying CEO wage to their lowest earning employees. And I really like that idea.
Yeah.
And of course, that brings up the question of tracking extra gifts or stock buybacks or bonuses or things like that that are harder to count. But that could be handled just the same way as it is in our government, which we find out someone's accepting gold bars and cash and cars, ask them to resign. We find out a CEO is accepting an extra $21 million just on the side for fun, make them step down.
I really appreciate the call, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I'm assuming he leans Republican in his voting. I really appreciate the guy who owns a business. And look, I said, I owned a business. It sounds like he's treating his workers well and paying them a fair salary and not taking an exorbitant cut of the profits. Look, I was a small business owner. You don't go into small business to become a social club. You go into business to make money, right? Everybody's entitled to that. But the key is, how do you treat the people who are making you that money? And our callers this hour seem like they're treating the workers well. I just wish the big corporations would do the same. We're going to come back, talk about Tammy Baldwin, Adam Kinzinger, Mike Gallagher, all that and more. Don't go anywhere. Hour two is straight ahead. Mr. Zomber is Todd Allball. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.